Investigation still underway. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A suspect in the stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students is now in police custody. 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania early Friday morning. With the investigation far from over, Latah County Prosecutor Bill Thompson has a message for the public.
Please ask the public, anyone who knows about this individual, to come forward. Call the tip line. Report anything you know about him to help the investigators and eventually our office and the court system understand fully everything there is to know about not only the individual, but what happened and why.
Koberger is charged with four counts of first-degree murder, in addition to felony burglary, and is set to appear in a Pennsylvania court Tuesday afternoon for an extradition hearing. Here's Stephen Gonsalves giving his response to the arrest on Fox News. His daughter, Kaylee Gonsalves, is one of the students that was killed.
To me and my family, it feels like the first joy that we've had in 7 days, because it really is. You know, you can't even smile when you have this over your head, and feels like a little bit of weight has been relieved and things are on the right track and we're moving in the right direction.
Buffalo, New York, continuing to recover in the aftermath of the massive winter storm that killed nearly 40 people.
Many streets are being plowed. Temperatures are rising in the 50s with rain on the way as the snowpacks are melting and some creeks and rivers starting to see snow and ice jams. That has people very concerned in this area that there will be flash flooding, not only on those bodies of water, but in basements of homes.
That's Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Buffalo. Ben Saul's 47-yard game-winning field goal, giving Pitt the 37-35 victory over UCLA in the Sun Bowl. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A probe is underway into New York GOP Congressman-elect George Santos's handling of campaign funds. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is in Washington with the details.
One example, according to the New York Times, was $11,000 paid for by the campaign for a Long Island home. The campaign said it was for staffers to stay at, but the paper reported that it appeared Santos and his husband were actually the ones living there. That would violate the FEC's rule on personal use of campaign funds. Now, the Times also cited dozens of purchases marked just 1 cent below the threshold where a receipt is required. Santos's travel expenses also been scrutinized as well, along with just about every other fundamental part of the congressman-elect's personal story, which he has largely admitted to fabricating. New York congressman-elect Nick LaLotta, a Republican, is among those recommending an investigation by the House Ethics Committee.
Santos has admitted to lying about his background. The House Ethics Committee has not commented on their plans regarding Santos yet. Santos says he has no plans to resign. Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was once again sidelined with a concussion. Sunday's game against New England is crucial for the Dolphins in making the playoffs. Fox's Bob Mortali reports.
Tagovailoa remains in concussion protocol after he was hurt Christmas Day against the Green Bay Packers. Coach Mike McDaniel said Tua is better than the day before, but McDaniel added, from an integrity standpoint, it is important to do everything for the right reasons. The 24-year-old Tagovailoa suffered an earlier concussion in a Week 4 loss to Cincinnati. He was allowed to play 4 days later against Buffalo, and at one point, Tua appeared disoriented and wobbled following a hit against the Bills. Miami will start Teddy Bridgewater against the Patriots. The Dolphins could clinch their first playoff spot in 6 years.
The Associated Press naming New York Yankees slugger Aaron Judge Male Athlete of the Year. Judge hit 62 home runs to break a 6-decades-long American League record. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.